Hey, my name is Langa Mavuso, Mr. Sunday Blues himself, and you're listening to my top 10 at 10.
Kaya. On the street, on the air.
Thank you, Mama, for the message, but I know the reason behind why.
Why? That,
you know, heartbreak will make you remember your mother. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And sometimes feeling lost in this world, you know? Then you must run away. You must get into the car and just go sit your nelly belly gang.
Who broke your heart? Damn it. Simlande Manje.
Who hasn't?
Really?
No, I'm joking.
I thought you were the heartbreaker.
Me?
Langa.
Tibos, I'm a lover boy.
And now they break your heart.
Yeah, but I think they think it's great because they're going to get a song out of it. And instead, I write for my mom and not them.
And now, I couldn't help but see the new album cover.
Yes.
Therapy on one hand. Mm-hmm. In the middle, there you are reflecting on a mirror. And then you say the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing you, there's a story there.
Yeah.
Therapy on the left, depending on how you look at it. But well, the album is facing you, so it will be on the left. Langa Mavuso is right there in the middle, looking at himself, but like half-faced, right? And then you pan to the right, you find this other thing called the other side.
Yeah.
Unbundle that for me.
Sure. So this cover is actually a continuation of the last cover. The last cover was three mirrors.
Yes.
Right, and so it was three reflections of my face. It was who I thought I was, who the world thinks I am, and who I want to be perceived as.
Okay.
And so it was more about the outside world for a long time, because I couldn't see myself in that moment. And then this project, Therapy the Other Side, actually began from me going to therapy to go and deal with a lot of the things that have happened over the past 3 years, the death of my partner, having to come back to myself, figuring things out again by myself, finding that self-assurance. And so in this journey, I had to put a mirror up to myself and deal with me, you know? And so even in the project, that's what we do. We speak to the younger version of myself, who I'm almost speaking to and saying to him that you're a ghost that lives with me, that still controls me.
Hence the song Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then at the end of the song Ghost, I go, but I am you. Because I keep trying to make you happy and whoever you wanted me to be, and life has happened to me. And so I can't really be how we envisioned it at that time.
Yeah.
And we also reflect on the things that happened post Chef Lindsay's passing. And the place that I'm in now. So God was really my grounding and my centering. My parents, my family were my centering as well.
Yeah.
And then we close that chapter. We close the door at the end of You Live On, and I say thank you. And then we have a beautiful Kwaito-inspired song with Marcus Harvey and Sandile. And it's called Hallelujah.
Whoa. Yeah. When I listened.
Uh-huh.
Guess where I landed, and I pressed repeat.
Yeah?
I know, Mina, according to me, you can go home now. I know, Shem.
No way.
No, Harvey's groove is the one.
I've been looking forward to this interview from the moment I started recording this album. Going back to T-Boss again.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm gonna leave.
Oh, man, Harvey's groove caught me.
Sure.
I kept on repeating, and I'm like, damn.
Oh, man. It's fresh. It's something. It's what happens when you just keep gnawing at a thing until you find the right one. Because that's what we did. We just kept on recording and recording and recording and recording and recording.
Tell me about Marcus.
Oh, Marcus Harvey. He is this incredible artist, all the way from Alexandra, and he embodies where he comes from in his like entire personality. He walks into the room that he grew up with.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like a little intimidating, because I'm just like this little suburban boy. Little suburban boy trying to figure it out. But very, very, very generous in his spirit, because what we would do most of the time is that we would just start working on a production or a beat together. with whoever the producer would be there. So your Zuchis, your Lunatics. And then he would give me an hour to write. And then he would go outside and hang out. And then he would come back. And then he would write. And then we would just keep doing that.
Yeah.
And then we would be like, okay, we're kind of over this moment. Now let's move on to the next thing. Until we're sleepy. And then we want to go home. And then everyone goes home. Then we do it again in like 2 weeks. And again in 2 weeks. And then again and again. So we have a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have had a whole EP or the whole album could have just been Marcus and I.
Is it?
There's enough songs to do that.
What makes it so easy to work with him? Because it sounds like it's an easy thing.
I think Marcus une sipho sokuthi, like, he's just very, very humble as a person.
Yeah.
And not that in his humility he's not aware of his talent and who he is.
Yeah.
He definitely knows how incredibly gifted he is. But there's a generosity that comes with that gift, which is why I also think that even in who he is,
he
carries his community with him everywhere that he goes.
Ah.
You know, and so I think that's just who he is.
We love that. Yeah. Now, there's Dangerous.
Ooh.
What's with Dangerous?
You like all the cheeky ones.
Man, Gary, I sat down and I was like, I must study this thing because I remember you planting the seed about this album. And I'm like, yo. Okay, now I have to be like a student and proving to the master that I read the textbook.
Okay.
So I want to unpack it so that people can also be on a journey with me listening to how I listened to it.
Yeah.
So tell me about Dangerous then.
Dangerous is the point where I am now opening up myself to seeking love. Oh. And so it's not always the best kind of love.
You know risky. What I mean? It's risky.
It's very risky. And that's what it is. The lyric for me is like, I can't help but feel like this is the last time I'm seeing you. No matter how beautiful this moment is, you know, that's why this love is so dangerous. But I can't help but forget it. But it feels like, you've loved on me so much that it feels like you're not coming back, and you probably won't, and it's fine.
Why is it like that though?
It's our generation.
Well, why is it? Oh, is it? Is it?
Isn't the point of art to reflect the times? Isn't that what happens at Louis?
Hey.
And Konka and all of these other places.
Kumnandi maranyas.
Yes. We have we struggle to commit to love, and without like making it philosophical, I just think that it's the truth of our nature right now. We've got the fallacy of options because we wake up and we have Instagram and there's 20,000 new followers.
Right. Yeah.
There's DMs, and so the person who's sitting right in front of you, you don't know if you're like, hi, boy, but there's that other one with a posh that looks nice.
Yes.
There's that other one
fallacy
who
of options.
Is so beautiful.
Yep.
But the truth is, sometimes the one who's sitting in front of you is just, it's the best one that you have, you know? And so, that song reflects how we navigate love right now.
What you just brought something to my attention. We come from we are a generation that were taught that stay in the present.
Yeah.
Maximize the moment.
Yeah.
When you're with someone, give them the attention they deserve, so that they can reciprocate that. Because you are important. And the only thing that matters, it is the moment called now.
Oh, we're not that. We're the anxious ones.
Amen.
Our minds are in tomorrow. Where can you take me? What can you give me? What's the life that you can afford me? Which is what most people think and operate. That's how a lot of people are engaging in relationships. Is that,
and that's why these relationships are dangerous then.
Yeah, very, very dangerous.
So dangerous.
It is dangerous. Why? Even worse, because it's got Younger Chief.
So dangerous.
Please say the Chief, Chief.
Chief. It is not a tenderpreneur.
No, he isn't.
Chief.
You know what, you're killing me, because he has a song called FIFA with me on it, and he's kind of going at the tenderpreneurs in some of the verses. Very, very smart rapper, that guy.
And smooth.
Always.
But what I like about him, he also reflects what's happening around.
Always.
he's also personal.
Yeah.
I mean, you must listen to What If.
Yeah, I definitely think that his relationship with Keenan definitely made him know that the most important thing is to reflect who we are as South Africans. Because I think Keenan's biggest thing was always trying his best to reflect us as a people. And he would even go back and sample songs that were just iconic. And so I think Yanga took that from his best friend, you know?
That's right.
He really learned that.
If you just tuned in, this is Langa Mavuso, and The Other Side is the name of the album. So basically this is a listening session. More about this album and what it means and how he envisioned and even implemented and executed the launch, which happened just this yesterday, apparently.
Last night
at Market Theatre. He'll tell us more about it after this.
The best tea in the city.
Hey, my name is Langa Mavuso, Mr. Sunday Blues himself, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10.
Kaya. On the street, on the air.
Uncle T, mame la bona. Uditi le crash ya ka mo. Hey, kera hello crash. Yo, I just love the guy. Kera talanga ba tumumdim Uncle T. You know what, yeah. And the music ke bona, I just love him. I just love the guy. And yeah, thanks for having him. I'm listening, Uncle T. We love you.
Thank you for bringing Langa. Oh, Finally, we have a new album. My most fondest moment and memory of Langa, it has to be just before my late best friend passed away. She just knew just how much I love Langa. We drove all the way to Soweto to go to Sofing, and Langa was performing there. The best night ever. Thank you so much, Langa. Your music is so amazing. It touches the soul. One of the best, and I can't wait for the new album. I know it's going to be amazing.
Love you so much. We're so excited to hear the new music. We've been waiting for ages. We can't wait to hear it, and we're so excited that it's here. We love you so much, and we're so happy for you. Mwah, 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 mwah,
we
mwah,
love
mwah.
You.
Love you.
Oh, wow.
So much love, eh?
So much love. It's beautiful.
Now, Market Theatre yesterday, what happened?
Woo! Market Theatre was such a special, special moment for me.
Yeah.
I had been attending a lot of people's listening sessions, friends, other peers, and throughout this journey, I've been trying to figure out how do I explain what this album means without giving too much away.
Mm.
And so I remembered my roots of the National School of the Arts as a young actor.
So
I called a friend of mine, her name is Bulani Mafatse.
Yeah.
And I said, let's write a script and let's present this album as a play.
I know.
So let us get into therapy, you know? And so the way we present the album is that we start with the ghost, the little Langa. And I go and I watch him and I reflect on the things that and the hopes and the dreams that he had. Then eventually I sit down with the therapist and then we start to talk through things and the mental state that led to each song. And so we do the mental state and then we play the two songs that are inspired by that mental state. And then we reflect on that a little bit more. And then we reflect on where are we going forward. And then we get into what inspires the next four songs. And then we get out of that and then we move on to the next one. And so it was such a beautiful way to present this project because I felt like in every way I wanted people to know my heart. You know, I got really vulnerable.
Yeah, it sounds personal.
I think even that, like the whole experience arriving at the market to getting into the theater, when people arrived, they saw a beautiful red kusheshe with lots of flowers around it.
Oh.
You know? And someone said to me, what does that mean? And
exactly.
I said, I'm a very tough guy, but very soft as well.
Yeah.
You know, and so those flowers are the softness tough that guy. Lives within me. Yeah, sometimes.
You're like you're wearing a cap so he can hide his
so
eyes.
I can hide. Yeah, no. So the whole experience, people got to see it visually. They got to experience it through the theater and also through the music. It was really, really special.
A once off.
It once off, kind of, but this Sunday I'm out at Maracana in Sandton with Brunch on Sundays, and we're doing something similar, but I'm actually performing with my live band this time. We're presenting it to the public now, and so I'm really, really excited about that. Last night was friends, family, industry, all of that, and then Uncle T! And then this Sunday, I get to see the real family, the ones who keep me going, you know. So, yeah.
Are you 21 again?
Oh, am I feeling 21 again still? That person's not in my life anymore, so not really. I'm feeling as old as I am, which is 31.
So why 21 again?
Oh, man, I felt like a kid when I was in this relationship with this person.
Yeah.
It felt so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Because maybe that should give you as a reflection point in terms of that emotion. Because sometimes when something has been so good and we lose it, for whatever reason, we can't help but use that as a benchmark. The person as a benchmark or the feeling.
The experience.
Yeah, you see. And then now you start chasing the experience. Yeah. And it may work, it may not work. But what is it? If you were to put a finger on it.
I felt at home there. I think that's what made it really, really special for me, is that I didn't have to be anything but myself. I didn't have to perform. Mm. And so I think that's what made me feel like a kid again. But I also could make mistakes and work on myself, and the conversations and the working through things felt like it was kind. We were kind to one another.
Grace. You know,
there was grace.
Yeah. But I remember Grace. Fun. Grace is
someone
giving.
That I enjoyed doing things with.
Grace is giving somebody a benefit they don't deserve.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
An apology they don't deserve.
Yes.
An acceptance they don't deserve.
Yes.
That's grace.
Yes. Which is a rare thing now.
Very rare.
Yeah.
Askies. Dangerous generation. Who's Mia?
Oh, her name is actually Maya. She's a beautiful, beautiful young R&B singer. She's from Kimberley.
Oh.
I discovered,
like Lord Kez.
Yes, like Lord Kez.
Hey!
There's a lot of them coming from Kimberley right now, I think. Hey, also, Kimberley was my choir for Clash of the Choirs.
Oh!
We made it to top four.
Come on!
So Maya, I met through my old A&R, Gavin Kutu, and he was like, you need to get on this. Can you please work with her for her EP? So I did a song called How Does It Feel with her, and she just bodied me on that song, and I was like, wow. Then I invited her to do the album as well, and we were doing like a writing camp, and I just gave her the first few lines, and then I left her for like the whole day and forgot about the song. And then in the evening, she comes up to me and she goes, we've made a song. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then we did 21 again with Civil the Sound. And yeah, it's a beautiful R&B duet.
I love the simplicity, man.
Oh, man. We love Civil. We love Maya.
Hello, Maya.
Hello, Maya. Beautiful, beautiful voice. She's got an incredible voice.
You must know our radar is on you now.
Yes. There's so many amazing new R&B artists coming out of this country. And I remember when I started 8 years ago, everyone kept on saying to me, why would you do a genre that no one wants to listen to?
Huh?
I said, give it 5 years and see.
Yes.
What happened.
Come on now.
And now we've got a whole fraternity of superstars.
It's called Alternative Soul for a reason.
Yeah.
For those who have an ear for it.
Of course.
This album is star-studded, I must say.
Sure.
And, you spoke about Young Chief.
Yeah.
Now we just spoke about Maya, Marcus Harvey. And I see there's also Kulichana.
Yeah,
one of our friends. Hello, Kuliano.
Big brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cooley actually wanted to jump on a different song initially. There's a song called Nyas Fella that initially had Something Soweto and I written by Sam.
Oh.
And Cooley wanted to jump on that. But then I've got an amazing A&R guy called Richard Mahog. And he was like, no, actually, we need you on this other song.
Yeah.
And I think that it actually worked so much better. So So, so beautiful.
Now I'm conflicted. Which one must I play now?
I mean, play the one that you want to play.
No, you told a beautiful story on both.
Play the one you want to play.
And I'm an enemy called time.
Play the one you want to play.
Yeah, okay, okay. Here's your homework, family. You must go listen to Nyasfela.
Yeah.
And you must hear something so which is pan and obviously direction as well.
Yes.
And influence on it. But right now, I know Shem, let's come here, like, Shem, woo!
What a fun one.
And then you make it a 2.5 minute song.
We finish saying
Ah, Isuka. Okay, stretch it with instruments, okay? Something. And come back with a chorus, something.
Then you ruin the song.
Never. Ruining. You used to give us 5 minute long songs. Why 2.5?
Well, I still gave you 5 minute long songs on
no,
the
project. Mara.
Yeah, but isn't it nice? It's like, isn't it like pretend? Everyone always cries that pretend is so short, but they love it so much.
No, you're not a problem.
No, but that's why you guys love it. The lingering.
The lingering.
You must yearn.
Now, I must press repeat. Why? Because I want to hear the song and I must hear how Kuli comes in. And then he does the Kuliano thing that only Kuli can do.
So good.
Hey, my name is Langa Mavuso, Mr. Sunday Blues himself, and you're listening to My Top 10 at 10.
Kaya. On the street, on the air.
Hi, Langa. I'm so excited that you're there. I'm so excited that there's new music out. I just told my friend that you released an album. We're going to listen to it together. We're just so excited to listen to it. Thank you.
Hey, Langa. It's SJ, your old boss. You know how proud we are of you. I remember when you decided to keep following your heart and follow your music. And that was such a brave choice. And look at where you are now. We love you so much. Your music's incredible. Proud of you, Langa. Keep going. Love you.
I'll bring them out.
Oh, my God.
Who's SJ?
SJ used to be my boss. I used to work for an agency.
Yeah.
I was a community manager and I was like writing ads for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, for like cleaning products and insurance companies and things like that. And one day I just said to them, I said, I need to go. And they supported me. And I think they were the first people to even come to my shows.
Oh, wow.
The whole office, you know, Nas, Gindiza, SJ. And then later on, their company was actually, they joined who became my manager later, Hawkhalo Mapai at Dream Team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they worked together with Soul Providers. And they've just always supported me in such a beautiful way, you know.
Oh, wow.
So I always see SJ every now and then, and she goes, there's my baby.
There you go. Now, SJ threw me off. I wanted to ask you a question. No, I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Best friend.
Yes.
A colleague heard you on Y yesterday.
Okay.
And she was driving. And she's just basically, you know, when sometimes you're in your car, you just,
looking,
you keep
through.
On jumping,
just to check what's
going on.
Yes.
And then the song was playing, she says, and there it was, it landed on Best Friend.
Aha.
But how is this best friend, therefore in brackets, control? Unpack that.
Okay, so Best Friend is that era of 21 again.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so it's the point where I am realizing that I'm with a person who's not allowing their walls to come down. And so the first line of the song is, you don't want to lose control. You don't want to step into something you don't know. Because I could be all you need and more.
Oh, wow.
So I could be your best friend. Someone that you could depend on.
Yeah.
So let it, like, just... Yeshisa.
But
those walls.
How can they just hear Lisa, or do they need to be inspired to hear Lisa? They're going deeper now into the dynamics of the lyrics.
So I say, even in the lyrics, I know that there's the open wounds and the scars. They have you looking back. Just open up your heart and leave it, like with me, because you just need something different. So there's still a guide to how you can let your walls down.
Mm.
And I'm saying to you, I'll take care of it.
There's a lot of people who are walled based on
fear.
Fear. It's and fear. Hurt from past relationships. Because somebody you trusted with the most vulnerable, you being your heart, has let you down.
Yeah.
And now, number one, you are also second guessing yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you're like, maybe angazu ket has.
No, I think it's all centered in fear, because the only thing that we want as human beings is to be seen, heard, and accepted. Right?
And seen.
And so seen is very important.
We underplay how important it is.
People do a lot of things to be seen.
And when you fail to look, you won't be able to realize that they're actually saying, do you see me?
Oh,
in their actions.
Yes.
Do you really see
me? Yes.
And number two, am I enough?
Yes.
Ooh.
So that's what it is. And so that's what the song is about. It's like, let me be your best friend, someone that you can depend on. Let's love on each other. Then I throw in a little Kanye thing there at the end. What I do, act more stupidly, when all I need is love on you and me. It's so fun.
You had fun making
I
this,
had
though.
So much fun making this whole album.
Yeah.
It was a journey, but every single part of it was me making very clear decisions about what I wanted everything to sound like.
We're going to close the show with it.
Yeah.
I remembered what I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Apparently, people who don't keep time.
Yeah.
Who are always late.
Yeah.
Has been proved now by Harvard University that they have a long life expectancy.
That means I'm going to die soon.
Bunny.
I'm the most punctual person ever.
Most. Remove most. Sometimes,
eh? I'm a very punctual person most of the time.
So you're there by the middle. So,
no, I'm actually, I think it frustrates a lot of people in my life. I'm very time-based, and if I'm delayed, it's never me.
Who is it? Traffic?
Other people. I can promise you that much.
No, but you're responsible for you.
Yeah, but I'm also not like just carrying myself around. There's other things and people that need to be carried around as well.
Like what? Like the Uber guy?
No, we have community. I'm driving. I'm pushing this thing, but with a community.
Who in your community
myself.
Is going to live longer than you?
Yo, who's going to live longer than me?
Because who, I is
who's always late.
Yeah.
My friend Kanye, my mother Tandiwe Mutaung. My dad as well, Temba Mtaung.
Hey.
They're all gonna. Most of the people in my life are gonna outlive me. Because
how do two
they're
people
all late?
How do two people choose each other?
Yeah.
And both are latecomers, mom and dad.
It's the craziest thing.
Because usually it's opposite attracts, isn't it?
I actually moved into boarding at NSA because my dad used to make me so late for school. That's why I lived in boarding. I lived 20 minutes away from school, but I was in boarding. Why? Because my dad can't get me to school on time. The one time I got to school at like 8:45. Why? Meadale and Bromfontein are not that far from each other. But I lived in boarding. I was even a hostel prefect.
Hi-bo.
So that tells you how late my parents are. Sorry, mom and dad.
Nothing but the best of the therapy, the other side. We are loving it already.
Thank you.
And all the best. Do you have any shows coming up?
We've got a show on Saturday. I forgot where it is. Sunday is Maracana in Sandton. It's brunch on Sundays. Tickets are still available. People can go on my social media to find the link to buy those tickets.
Sure.
Also, tickets will be available at the door. Come experience the album for the first time live. I'm performing it for the first time live. It's going to be super, super amazing. And there's many, many other shows. We have a gig guide that will be coming out. So people just need to follow me on at Langamav on Twitter and Instagram. It's Langamavuso on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I think also Langamav on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
All the best, man. Keep shining.
Thank you so much.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.